AM on the dot. I'm Mike. Thanks for joining. Really appreciate it, as always. Let's see. It's very interesting in here today. The lights don't work, and air conditioning doesn't work, but everything else does. So that's good. I think you got to flip a switch on the breaker or something. I don't know. But anyway, welcome to another day here at WMFO. You never know what you're going to find, but we love it. So thanks again. Let me tell you what we got going on today. I have New Noise, and I have Freeform, and I have a guest at 9:30 in the morning. Our good friend Linda Viennes from Girl with a Hawk will be here. They have a gig coming up next Friday, actually, April 14th, at the wonderful Sally O'Brien's. They're playing with, get this, they're playing with Speed Fossil and Glowbox. So today we're going to talk to Linda about the gig. We're going to hear one song from each of those great bands, one from Girl with a Hawk, brand new single from their latest album from Speed Fossil, and brand new, unreleased, as yet, new song from Glowbox as well. So stick around, that'll be at 9:30. I've got some New Noise. Let's see, I have stuff from the artist called Woz, Inhaler, Rick Berlin and the Nickel and Dime Band. What a great show, Thursday night. Okay, I'm going to play some New Noise from them. Blake Morgan, I Have the Beths. And starting us off today, it is one of Thomas Faye's great bands. This one here is brand new, and it is called Don't. It's New Noise, first of the day here at WMFO.
You're my prisoner now. Don't bear your soul. It's too late for that. You're suffering now. You're famous, you notice what more did you need? Your victims are nameless, invisibly bleed. You thought for a moment you'd get away free. You never imagined you'd run into me.
Thank you. Thank you. This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
And a good morning to you. It's 9:19 in the morning. I'm Mike. This is WMFO in Medford, and really glad you're listening. Thanks so much for doing so. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Started off with New Noise from our friends in Silent Arrows, a brand new single from them called Don't. Followed up by David Byrne, something he did, released anyway. It's an EP. It was called Everything That Happens Will Happen on This Tour. That was Strange Overtones. David Lindley, the great David Lindley, who we honored the other day. We played some Eagles. Just a wonderful slide guitar player and all-around career musician. We just lost him just a little while ago. That was from 1981's record called El Rayo X. That was Mercury Blues. Great Elvis Presley song from 1973. One of many, many records he put out. That one was called Elvis Parentheses Fool. I don't know why. That was Burning Love. And just finished up that set with Throwing Muses from 1991's The Real Ramona album. That was Not Too Soon. All right. I'm going to play two brand new noises in a row. And I'm going to run downstairs and get Linda Vienz. Hopefully she's here. And we'll have Linda on at around 9:30 in the morning to talk about Girl with a Hawk and the great show that's coming up next Friday at Sally O'Brien's with Speed Fossil and Glowbox. So for now, brand new noise from first up, the Beths. They have a brand new single from their forthcoming record called Watching the Credits. And we'll segue right into something new from Blake Morgan from his Violent Delights record. Baby, I Want You is the name. Maybe I Would Want You is the name of that one. So let's go with these two new noises, and I'll be back with Linda after this. We'll be right back. Well, hello there, everybody. It's WMFO in Medford, 9:27 in the morning. I'm Mike. Got a guest coming up in just a second, but let me do the polite thing. While I'm out of breath because I went up and down the stairs, she's laughing with me, you know. we heard The Beths, the brand new one from The Beths, from a forthcoming record called Watching the Credits. My favorite band from New Zealand. There's not too many, but they're just awesome. I can't catch my breath. And Blake Morgan was what you just heard. I've played a bunch of stuff from him, and he's got a brand new record that I played it from. Violent Delights is it. Came out in 2022, and that was Baby, I Would Want You. And Linda and I walked in. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. We walked into that song playing, and right away you're like, who is that? I love that sound.
Right? Yeah, he's that was good. A great sound. Like,
he's good.
Beautifully, beautifully crafted. Pop rock right there.
It really, his whole record is like that.
Nice.
Really funky musical arrangements, and he's got a great tone to his voice, just excellent.
Great confident tone, and also not, you know, not overly produced, not so dense. You know, I mean, in the sense of just like there was space. There was space. You could hear every single instrument. You could hear his voice. It was really, I like that a lot.
Well, spoken like somebody who knows
what
they're trying to do. So for those of you who don't know, Linda Viennes is a very sweet person, first of all. And second of all, she's been in the music community here in Boston forever. And yet she's still 29 years old.
How do I do it?
I don't know how you do it. You won't tell anybody.
I drank a potion.
Yeah, yeah. And she's been in many bands over the years. And this new band, Girl with a Hawk. So excited for you.
Thank you, Mike. We're having such a ball. Yeah, we're really having fun. We're coming up on, I don't know, maybe 18 months of being a band and maybe 12, 11 gigs under our belt. I don't even know. But, you know, we're finding our groove. We're finding our who we are. You know, you don't know right away. You write a bunch of songs and you put people in a room. What is it going to be? I mean,
And talk about the great members in your band. You've already had one switch out, so let's give them their props too.
Yeah. Oh, totally. No, we've had. We were on V2, but we were blessed to really enter the world with Lee Harrington on bass and vocals. And, you know, he's such an icon and just an incredible gentleman and a really beautiful man inside and out and a great player. And that was an amazing ride with him because he really, you know, got us launched into the world and gave us a certain gravitas because of his reputation.
Yeah, for sure.
And but he has another great band, Shanghai Lows, whom I love. I love Dan Kopko and Jen and Charles, all those guys. And, you know, they're flying high and he couldn't do it all. And he gave us what he could and we'll always be so grateful. And but, you know, so we just support each other now. But because our new bass player, Dan Bernfeld, who is an amazing talent, and we got real lucky, he is actually in England right now visiting Abbey Road Studios.
Oh, my goodness.
Because a friend of his is doing something there. And he was like, guys, I can't do April 14th because I'm, oh, you're going to be at Abbey Road. So, oh, okay. I guess we'll let you go.
That's an excuse that will go.
That'll fly.
Wow.
But Lee is graciously filling in next Friday the
14th. It'll be great to see him. That's awesome.
Yes. So it's...
And he played on Same Stars, didn't he?
He's really going to be on... He's going to be on everything on the EP or mini album, whatever it is we're going to call it, that we're going to try to release early fall, like September, hopefully.
I think you should call it Linda.
Just call it Linda.
That's all.
Maybe that's a new sort of format.
Maybe
the
so.
Linda.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's on Same Stars. He sings on Same Stars. He plays, and he also is on the next single we're about to release in a couple of weeks.
We can't talk about the name yet.
We will not mention the name.
Nope, but it's fun. You'll hear it here, though.
Oh, we will. Yeah. I would like an exclusive moment with you to play it for the world,
right,
which we'll discuss.
Well.
Anyway, band lineup real quick. Dan Coughlin on guitar.
Yay.
Richard Lamphere on guitar and keys. Nancy Delaney on drums.
Yay.
And new bass player, Dan Bernfeld.
Yeah, so. I saw Dan at in Lowell. And quite the accomplished musician.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's lucky to be surrounded by such great musicians.
I know. I pinch myself every day. Thank you.
Every day?
Every day, pinch. Like lots of pinches.
Okay. Thanks for playing with me this morning. Yeah. I saw Linda Thursday night. We went out to see a great retrospective for our friend Rick Berlin.
Oh, wow.
And he had a bunch of people with him. You know, Hallelujah,
oh,
the Hills, and
Sheila Devine.
Yeah, Sheila Devine.
Wow.
You know, I had never met that other twin. that other Charles guy, but I did. I know David Charles. I did not know Brian, but I got to shake his hand. That was great.
Nice.
Yep. So Hallelujah the Hills was there.
They were great.
Yep. And Nervous Eaters.
Nervous Eaters. But I feel like it's the strongest. It's how do they just get better? I mean, I was that, yeah, you know, the word I used was incendiary. It was like they were burning the stage down. It was just so ferocious.
I was so happy that the place was packed to the gills.
Packed, yeah. And what a beautiful spirit, Rick Berlin. I mean,
he's always
you
been
could
that
just
way.
See, he's always been that way. He's just all love. You just see how much the musicians in his band they just love him. They're just like staring at him with love, like it.
And it comes back
to
us.
It's so beautiful.
Remember, he stood up and put his hand on his heart and he said, "Thank you all for showing up."
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and even when Lene and I walked over to get in line, like there was a line. It was so exciting. It was like, okay, you know, music is back. I mean, sure, we still have to be careful and smart and respectful, but of anybody's vulnerabilities around COVID. But it just felt, it was like a beautiful night in the city, you know, like a line outside Brighton Music Hall for our music. On a Thursday night. Our bands, our legends, not an out-of-town or a national act. And, you know, it was very, very rewarding.
Yep. I was a little worried because I had trouble buying the tickets for some reason. It kept failing. So I took a screenshot and I sent it to Rick and I said, "Rick, is this like sold out or something? I can't get in." He goes, "Oh, I doubt it's sold out." And I just wrote back and I said, "Really? I think you should be surprised." I said, "I'm going to keep trying." He says, "Keep trying." And I did, and I got in.
And you got in. Yeah. That's awesome.
He's always been such a sweet guy.
Such a sweet man. And he's so musically accomplished. It's insane. His catalog is like insane.
I know. It was great. And, you know, they had T-shirts. I mean, I got a Berlin Airlift T-shirt that I'm wearing.
And it looks very handsome, Mike.
Yeah, it's really good. Well, consider who's wearing it.
Exactly.
That's right. What is going on here? My goodness. My computer is talking to me, and I don't want it to do that when I'm using it. So you've got a show coming up next Friday, and I've been eyeing this show anyway, because I love these three bands.
Aw, that's awesome.
So you guys will be there. You're headlining.
Well, yeah, I'd say, you know, Speed Fossils headlining. Now kind of middle is like headlining in a way because it's a more reasonable hour. But
so what's the set time?
So it's Glowbox at 8, Speed Fossil at 9, and Girl with a Hawk at 10.
Well, you're finishing the night.
So we're the closer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so funny. Some people on Facebook are like, "Well, can't you go on earlier?" I'm like, "No, you can make it till 10.
It's a Saturday. It's okay.
But no, we're so excited. It's going to be a hoppy night in the city that night. So many friends are playing that night. And just shout out to everybody. You know, Chelsea Curve's going to be in the Rumble that night, I believe. And great show going on over at the Jungle with our good friends Holly Cantor and Joni Lynch.
Yeah,
and
they're brand new bands.
I'm not supposed to be advertising on the shows, but Pete Weiss is at the Lizard. So whatever your taste is,
what we do,
whatever
we support everybody.
Exactly. Whatever you're into, whatever you can do. But maybe you can hit somebody early and come see Girl with a Hawk at 10, but we'd love you to be there at 8 to see everybody.
Sailor Brands is the best. So let's talk a little bit about the lineup and this bill, starting with the leadoff band, Glowbox.
Yes.
Now, I have loved them for years because I was lucky. I got introduced to Kevin a while ago by my dear friend, the late Al Pachulis, who said, "You've got to hear this band." And I was introduced to him years ago.
Wow.
They're just, I play them all the time. Power pop, just so great. From Boston.
Love it. And you're going to play something today, right?
I am going to play something. They gave me a brand new song. So this will be the radio debut of their
God.
New song.
Oh, my God. Yay, Glowbox. Yep. Guys, I'm so excited to meet you and to play with you.
You're going to fall in love.
I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. And you've already fallen in love, as the rest of us have, with Speed Fossil.
Yes. Oh, they're so good.
I mean,
talk about well-crafted songs.
Yeah,
right,
Garrett
there.
With one T, not two.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I would think.
But he only is identified as Speed Fossil in every incarnation.
I know.
Like his email.
You can't
everything.
Find him as
I'm
Garrett.
Like, Garrett, what is even your last name? I don't even know.
Yeah. So
so talented.
But this record that they put out, you know, Red on Red Records, of course.
Yes.
And I've played everything off of it.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, it's just one good song after another. And he's a great performer. The whole band is great.
Yeah, he's colorful, isn't he? Literally colorful.
Literally. We're like, are you always going to wear green sneakers?
Well, sometimes they're bright yellow. Sometimes they're orange. You never know. You know, and he's got a fantastic band, just like Glowbox as well. Just accomplished musicians.
The backing vocals. Like, we aspire.
This
the bass player. So, I love that guy.
This is a power pop night.
It is a power pop night, I would say. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're really excited. We're so looking forward to it.
All right. So we talked about Glowbox. We talked about Speed Fossil. Let's talk about Girl with a Hawk.
Yes.
Well, so you're the 10 o'clock band, and the song that we're going to play today is your latest single, which just everybody just loves. There's all kinds of charts and stuff that we see online, and you guys are on it. You must be so proud of the song because it's a real experience of yours that it talks about.
Thank you, Mike. Right? Yeah, it's very close to the heart. You know, it's funny, when we were lucky enough to get signed to Red on Red, Justine wanted us something from us, you know, as quickly as possible, and that was what we had in the can. We didn't strategically think, oh, this will be a good first song to release on. It was just like, this is all we had. That's what we had finished.
I know that this is a song that you had, and this is the band that finally brought it to life.
Yes,
seriously.
And it has been recorded before years ago because it was written a long time ago, but this was the band to really bring it to its full manifestation. And it is a story about my brother being in prison. And, you know, again, we didn't think about putting a heartbreak song out there, but you know, it's about addiction, it's about loss, it's about family, and it's really touched a lot of people, and it's been so moving. Like Boris Bowden from Radio Indie Alliance has just like loved it so much. He's 30 years clean and sober, and a lot of people have reached out about how the song touches them, and that, you know, as a songwriter, that just means everything.
I was just going to say that. I mean, it must be so gratifying that people who can, hearing from people that can identify with those lyrics.
I know, and that they can see their own, they see their own story. Like Boris Bowden had written to me on Messenger, never, you know, thanks to Red on Red, it was even sent to this guy. Mm. And he just said, you know, when I walked my daughter down the aisle after, you know, getting married after 30 years of clean, and I thought, I get to be here, you know, and I heard your song, and he cried. Like, I was like, oh man. Stop. I can't.
That's awesome.
So anyway, not to overblow it, but...
Well, I'm sure that our dear listeners have heard this song before. They're familiar with it. It's on our rotation, on our robot, yay. So it gets played here a lot. And I'm going to play that one first, so everybody out there, listen to the lyrics if you haven't yet. It's a beautiful melody, so you might be distracted as I am by the melody. But Same Stars will be first. Then we're going to play something from Speed Fossil that I've only played once. It's from their same album, No Anesthesia. And it's a song called Pieces of Eight, and it was requested by Garrett.
Nice.
So that'll be really nice to hear. And Glowbox's brand new song is called called Jokes on You. Nobody's ever heard it before.
Love it. They're so thrilled.
Good. All right, so let's start and spin. And your song from Girl with a Hawk. This is Same Stars, starting off this three-song set at WMFO Medford. It's all right.
giving up, it's beyond repair. Where to go and who to be when that door opens up for me? My pain, my past, my peace, my hell. I feel the sound upon my
Yeah, okay, it's WMFO in Medford. That's the way to debut a new single, right? That's a little nuts.
That was too bad. That was just not, you know, the guitar sound was so bad.
Yeah, just like overproduced and like thin. There's no
so
good at all.
So good. Oh, my God. Both those cuts were great.
We're just kidding. That was wonderful.
So good.
We just heard the new single from Glowbox. It's going to be released on April 22nd. So nobody's hearing that. You'll hear it Friday night when you go.
Sweet.
Brand new from Glowbox. That's Jokes on You. Just before that, it was Pieces of Eight, the last single from No Anesthesia, because we played them all and they released them all. Such a good record. Get that record if you don't have it. No Anesthesia by Speed Fossil. That was Pieces of Eight. And Girl with a Hawk, the single that, you know, is just taking everybody by storm, Girl with a Hawk. I hope you heard the lyrics in there. And congrats again, Linda.
Thank you so much. You just ride these beautiful waves, and then you've got to make something else, hopefully, that touches people. You know, you just keep your eyes, keep working forward, you know.
Yep. And we want to thank everybody for listening. We see the Facebook thread going on.
So fun to see y'all. Thank you guys for all getting up and snuggling up with us here.
Having some coffee and cooking breakfast.
On the radio.
Let us know if you're planning to go Friday night to Sally's, so we'll know that you're going to go.
We'll
see you there. You know, just raise your hand on there and say, yeah, I'm going to be there. So,
sweet. That's a good idea.
We're going to be there. So speaking of that gig, what other stuff do you have coming up?
You are so kind to ask. We have, next up after that is we're playing the Lowell Town and City Festival, which is such an honor.
Is that outdoor?
You know, no, we're playing at a place called the Smokehouse Tavern Friday night, the 28th. I don't know what time yet.
Sounds delicious.
But Justine and the Unclean are also playing. And the lineup for the whole festival is amazing. So many good people. John Doe, on and on and on. And yeah, we're actually staying over in Lowell that night. We have a hotel room. We're going to pretend we're total rock stars and then
hotels
swagger about
fun,
the next
man.
Day.
Yeah, they can. No,
as one does.
No TVs out the window, right?
We'll try not to do that.
Yeah. All right. What else? Any other gigs?
Yeah, we've got a really nice spring thanks to our wonderful friend Bootleg Dan, who does a lot of the booking
hey,
for Red on Red and independently. Helps us so much. And we've got May 20th at the Square Root with the Claws. And then we've got June 24th at the C Note with the Night Callers or something like that. I'm so sorry, I don't remember exactly.
Well, you're doing this with no notes. It's very impressive.
Yeah, and then, you know, we're just straight on through this. You know, summer will be a little quiet, but then, you know, all kinds of stuff in the fall. So, no, we're going to be focused on making a record this summer. That's what we got to do.
Well, let me just remind you of one really important one. June 3rd. WMFO is having our next live day, and Girl with a Hawk or some manifestation of that will be here with Linda.
Absolutely.
So that's the first time I think anybody's announced it. But June 3rd, everybody, we're going to do another live day, truly live, right back here in the studio. We haven't done that since 2019.
That's amazing.
So we'll all be back here. You know, we do 4 or 5 hours in the morning. And we have live bands in our studio D down there. We have acoustics in this studio here, and we switch back and forth just for a bunch of hours on that Saturday morning and give everybody a chance to shine.
Which is what you guys do. And just major shout out to all of you, to WMFO, to all of you guys, you and Brian and Kirsten and just, you know.
Skybar,
of course. Just thank you for all the support. You guys are just unbelievable, the support that you give local music. We really appreciate it.
As we always say, if we're not playing local music, we're not doing our job. You know, I mean, it's just true, and that's what we're here for.
Thank you.
And you guys keep giving us such great stuff to play.
That is awesome.
All right, so let's remind everybody, next Friday, which is the 14th, at the great Sally O'Brien's.
Love that place.
Great food. Comfortable. Yes. Give yourself some time for parking, because it's Union Square. But you'll find it if you want to. You'll find it. Just keep looking.
Only like, $10. $10 cover.
Yeah. And you got three great bands. Again, you heard Glowbox's brand new single, Jokes on You. They're opening the night at 8. Pieces of Eight with Speed Fossil. They'll be playing right after that at 9?
Correct.
Yeah, see how I figured that out? Very and then good. 10 o'clock, what's the name of that? Oh, Girl with a Hawk. I like to call you Gua.
Gua, yeah.
Why not?
It sounds so metal, doesn't it?
It does. There was a metal kind of a, remember Guar?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you going to like?
Someone actually posted this like weird multi-headed monster ghoul with gua underneath it. We were laughing so hard.
Yeah. It could have been you. Maybe it's not too late.
Maybe it's my dystopian version of Girl with a Hawk. We all turn into zombies or something.
That would be good.
Interesting. Except very zombie, Last of Us.
Except for the zombie. Yeah, Very Last of Us. I haven't watched that yet.
I just watched the first episode. It was so intense.
All right. Well, Linda, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me and wishing everybody a beautiful... It's brisk out there, but have a great Saturday, everyone, and hope to see you next Friday night.
We'll be there. Raise your hand on the thread. Let everybody know that you're going to be there.
Thanks again, Mike.
All right. Linda Vienz from Girl with a Hawk. And we're going to start the next set with some new noise from the band that we were talking about that was at Brighton Music Hall Thursday night celebrating their long career, Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Band, with the Nickel and Dime Band. They have a great new record called True Story. I've played two from it already. This is the third one. They're just killing it. I mean, they're so good. This one is Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band. I'll Take a Bullet for You. It's WMFO.